All right, this is an oldie, but well, it's an oldie where I come from.
This week on Legal Tech 101, we are taking it down a beat. It is Christmas after all, so I have a well-rounded conversation about the year we just had. Looking to the future and what we can take away from what's just happened in 2020 with a good friend of mine and a friend of the podcast, Deb Fedder. So please enjoy a well-rounded conversation where we talk about everything from my wife being the boss to dancing in tutus with my 4 and 2-year-old. Enjoy, have a lovely Christmas, and I'll see you in the new year.
And now for something completely different.
Like, what was on your radar for 2020? Because mine certainly did not. I mean, nobody's could, but what was on the radar?
Not this. This is probably the reality, right? So in 2019, I'm sure you're the same, yeah? I averaged a flight a week. So I did kind of like 52 to 54 flights that year. This year, I've done four. And so I got a flight to Luxembourg in February, and the plane, no joke, was literally, you know when like you draw a plane at school? that's what it was like. It had like propellers. They had to change the seating arrangement because the plane was so small for like buoyancy.
Based on weight?
Weight distribution. They moved me. That's awesome. And I'm not sure if I took offense or not. Because you have to sit on the other side.
That's hilarious, because I've had that happen to me too.
Yeah, I came out of City Airport and it was there. I was like, it was really early. It was like 6 a.m. I was just like, that's where I really want to go on this plane. I've got like sweaty palms, but anyway, come back to it. I don't think anyone envisioned it was going to be like it was. I had like big plans for this year, right? So this was going to be a big breakthrough year for Onnit, because this is kind of our second full kind of transactional cycle. And then obviously we all have goals and aspirations that we want to achieve. And I think we spoke about it before, Deb, but we almost go kind of back to a reactionary way of living, right? When we were kind of in this COVID scenario, like we were locked in our houses for, I don't know, 3 months, and you kind of just do your day to day and just kind of like do day to day, kind of get through it. We had a guy called Joe Wicks here who kind of had had the nation doing gymnasium every morning. So I was doing that with it's a weird world, right? So I've gone from like being in a suit and like being very self-assured of myself, and I'm kind of very used to like the Financial Times, well, coffee, go to work, go do my thing, come home, to a world where I'm working from home in my garage, because I couldn't work in the house because we just bought a new house and it needed to be renovated, to doing Joe Wicks exercises with my 4-year-old and 2-year-old, both in ballet outfits on a Wednesday morning at 10 a.m., right? So that kind of huge juxtaposition. But I think the reality as well is, like, obviously COVID's horrendous, but I'm a big believer in trying to see the silver linings in these things, right? And so the ability for me to spend more time with those two has been like hugely kind of rewarding to see them over.
Like, where do you think are like the big things that are just not getting the time and attention yet?
I think it's the adoption of technology, I think, is going to be huge, right? So it's people will only change out of necessity, right? So if we're working on a tool and it's okay, but it's a bit crap, but it's fine, we're just going to use it, right? But if something hits like a pandemic and then we all remote, and I always use the example of like contract management, right? So I've got a contract, no longer can I go to Deb's desk to get her to sign it, right? So how is that process now changed? The reality is it's phone calls and emails, which is completely reactive. It is not, it's not a thing that can grow. It's waste of people's time. It's loads of admin. So there's going to be loads, I think, of process improvement around how people can look to technology to improve the processes that are broken. I also think that I'm hoping that everyone's going to be just a bit nicer to each other as well. I really like to think that people are going to be more empathetic to each other. Like, I've worked with some words in the past, and I'm sure you've worked with some interesting people. We won't swear.
You make it sound so nice. You make it just sound so lovely.
Words, just words. Yeah.
So what is it that you're like, I'm not giving up in 21?
I have made a promise to myself that I'm never going to do a rush hour commute again, because that is just a pointless exercise, right? And I think I've learned to be more discerning with my time, right? So especially between the balance between work and like personal life. But it creeps, right? I'm sure it's the same for you. Like, we have our phones, got computers, iPads. Like, it's way easier for me now just to kind of have work bleed into the evening. Whereas before, when I used to work in an office, it'd be like, oh, I'm on the train home now. I'm done for the day. So I've tried to make some kind of personal kind of goals to see if I can keep some of this balance. But by humans, by nature, we kind of fall back into what we were used to before.
I think there's some things that we can do to retrain ourselves to have that break. But I agree with you. I think the days where people will tolerate the hour plus commute on both sides of the day are gone.
Yeah, it is tricky though. Like, some people will have to go do that though, right? So I think like people forget about, I suppose, everyone else in these scenarios. So like, we're in advantageous positions, right? So we can choose where we want to work, but that's not the case for everybody.
Totally. And I think that more and more people are saying, how can we talk to our companies, or how can we talk to the institutions that we work for to change the dialogue around this?
And also, it's entirely possible, right? Yeah, because KPMG, they mobilize like 20,000 people in a week, right? So you can't tell me that this is not a doable thing. It's just
totally. So in the pandemic, I launched this Focus 30 model, right? Mm-hmm. And basically Focus 30 was me yelling at people, right? For 30 minutes to just get stuff done. But like, you don't have time to sit and question me. Like, you don't have time to list all the excuses and think about why it doesn't work. We just get it done. If you could take that model and shrink time, okay? And make everybody just do one thing, right? Without the excuse of time, without thinking it was going to take forever. What is that one thing?
I'm actually a big believer in that. So I get really mad at my friends for not doing this as well, is to reevaluate where you are in your career. So my friend's worked at the same company for 10 years, right? He moans every single day that he works for his company. And I'm like, dude, just change company. And he refuses, right? So I'm a huge advocate in at least reviewing where you are. Like, I'm happy where I am, but I've reviewed right. And I'm happy about it, right? And so, but I don't think people do that enough. My one ask to kind of our world is people need to be a bit braver. And I think this kind of previous year probably shown that a lot of people are pretty brave, right? So we've had to instantly change what we do. So
we've been able to do it.
Yeah, we've been able to do it, right? We've been chameleons. So we've been able to change our colors and do all that kind of stuff, right?
Let me tell you who hates their jobs out there. I got a long list.
I got a huge list. But the thing is, like, we only get one shot at doing this job life. Yeah.
Right.
So why moan about something that you have to do 8 hours a day more, right? That would be my one thing.
So will you come do a masterclass with me where we boss everybody around about looking at their careers and figuring out like what those next big bold steps are?
I love bossing people about, but behind a very powerful woman. So that is,
I got no problem being the bad cop.
That's basically like my life. Guy. Yeah. So that's basically the connection my wife and I have. She is basically the boss, and I'm that kind of person behind going, yeah, do you know what I mean? So yeah, I'm up for it.